This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Welcome one and all to the FUBAR Rock Show.
Was that supposed to be an energetic opening, Joel?
It was an energetic!
You didn't put the mics up!
Damn it!
You didn't put the mics up. This was supposed to be a quick, energetic link and then bang straight into the first track. And you've ruined it already. You've ruined the rock show, Joel.
Well, you know what? Sometimes a silence can be more energetic than...
No, it can't.
Oh, damn it!
No, it can't. You can't even find your words and now you've blasphemed.
I've ruined everything.
You've spoiled it. We've blasphemed too early in the show. It's supposed to be the music that does that sort of thing for us.
This was supposed to be a quick link.
Yeah, and it's ruined. What song are you going to... We're supposed to be bang straight in with a track. What are you going to put on?
Welcome to the FUBAR Rock Show with Joel Dommett
and Ed Gamble. Put a song on. You pick one with a slow opening.
I picked with a slow start. I thought it was an in one.
You pick one with an atmospheric build-up.
Admittedly, it's got 22 seconds of an atmospheric build-up, but then it comes in quite strong and it's good.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be the quick, like, energetic, big opening.
We're ramping up.
What is this song?
This is Killswitch Engage.
Right, okay, the good band, right? But why have you picked something with atmosphere at the beginning? We just want it to be bang straight in.
Well, it's going to come bang straight in 2 seconds.
Right, now you... Now this...
The FUBAR Rock Show!
Right, and you've picked... You've picked one with a really long atmospheric build-up and then an atmospheric wind down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I did.
So we needed a big bang for the opening.
What about that?
Do they have an email? FUBAR! In that sting there, that FUBAR sting, is there a thing with like an email arriving?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like someone's left their phone on every time. Yeah. Good, welcome to the Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett.
Hello.
Is that it? That's your intro, is it?
Hello. That's my input.
Hello.
That's
good. Well, that was Killswitch Engage. I mean, I'm happy to say I actually quite like Killswitch Engage.
Yes.
So you've done a great job.
Come on.
We've asked people for their festival experiences, Joel.
Yes.
I mean, there's a reason for that, which I will explain in a minute. But I want to hear how your week's been.
Well, my week's been nice. Spent a bit of a weekend in Wales. Very rock and roll.
So did I. We were in the same bit of Wales, but not at the same time.
No, we missed each other like 2 cars in the evening.
Two cars in the evening. Is that your modern land update to 2 ships in the night?
Yeah, because nowadays, if 2 ships pass in the night, they probably just say hello because, of, you know, they've got, like,
lights on
sonar
them.
And yeah, stuff.
I guess 2 passing ships in the night shouldn't be an analogy for people who don't see each other. It should be an analogy for unsafe shipping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we were like 2 ships in the night.
That was close. We almost hit that ship in the night.
Yeah,
we want you to get
in contact with your weird festival experiences.
Yes.
Things like that, and also people just seem to want to do this all the time when we're on the rock show. Fun band names that you've come up with.
Yeah, I mean, last week we did that in the first week. We said, have you got any weird band names? And then people just got involved in the second week. We hadn't even asked for it,
so keep doing
it. So we thought we'd go with the tide and not against the ship.
Yeah. Why are what is it with nautical things today?
Because
have you got any nautical based tracks to play?
I am naughty and cool.
Right,
is that a good start?
You are fired.
I am
from entertainment. Because
come on, if you're
going to
fire
cool.
any people who are on a FUBAR radio, come on, I'm not the first. Loads of classics.
I can't fire anyone else who's on FUBAR Radio because they've all just been fired from somewhere else. So I can't do that to them again, all right? Right, Joel, you've brought in a ghetto blaster. We're on the radio. Please tell me why you've brought in a tape player.
Ed Gamble, right, what happened over the weekend? I had a very exciting trip to my mother's house in Bristol because it's halfway back from Wales.
Yeah.
GL1390S is the postcode if anyone wants to visit. I found a tape. A tape.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, I remember a tape, yeah.
And it was the thing before CDs Which was before MP3s.
Yeah.
Which was maybe after vinyl.
And where's mini discs in all of this?
Mini disc. I bought a garbage mini disc once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never bought an official mini disc.
That was the only one I ever bought.
Let's not get sidetracked. Why the fuck you bought a Ghetto Blaster?
Basically, what happened is that, and it said Cyrus on it. Now, if you've listened to the Fubar Rock Show before, you'll know that I was in a band when I was 15 called Cyrus with a silent P.
Psoriasis.
And we were just incredible.
Here on the Fubar Rock Show, we refer to them as Psoriasis.
Yeah, legendarily so. And we broke up. We broke up. And ironically, our drummer was very flaky. And so we broke up. And we made a tape, though. We recorded this tape, and I found it. I forgot about it. And so there's no way of playing a tape on Fubar Radio, because it's, you know, it's a modern radio station with all
so
of the
you,
mod cons.
You thought, rather than do what I would suggest, which is fuck it, just throw the tape in the bin.
Yeah.
You throw the tape in the
not
bin.
Not an option.
Call it a day, play professional music. What you've decided to do is bring in a Ghetto Blaster. You are going to play a tape through a Ghetto Blaster, through a microphone, through people's phones.
Yeah. So it doesn't sound great quality as it is.
But through all those different
essentially, it's just being filtered. It's like Smirnoff vodka. It's triple filtered. By the time it gets to your ears, it will be slightly weird.
Except the filtering in Smirnoff vodka probably makes it taste nicer.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor a Smirnoff vodka, feel free.
So I've got, basically, I think there's three songs on there.
Yeah.
I've only listened to it once, and it's an absolute triumph. It's an absolute triumph. Imagine, right, 15-year-old people...
Yeah.
Recording on a 4-track, which we borrowed from our friend Alex.
Yeah.
And it's just going to...
Alex gets mentioned every week
on
this rock show.
Alex, he was great. His mum was amazing. His mum was clearly new.
Steady on, mate.
His mum was called Freya Gregory, and she said she used to call pizza.
Freya Gregory? Is that amazing, or is that, are you worried about
her? I mean, just no one ever corrected her.
That's really sad that she's gone through her whole life thinking it's pizza.
Yeah.
But has she never heard anyone else say it?
I mean, you know, it's a similar sort of problem to the fact that Venga Boys had with Ibiza and Ibiza. I feel like
but
it's the
those
same
are
problem.
Those are two different pronunciations that people do use. But no one's saying, oh, pizza's sort of right. No one's saying you're going to order a pizza. Are they?
Imagine.
What do you fancy tonight? What do you fancy tonight? Pizza, chinis, or cure? Like, no one's saying that, are they?
Imagine the look that you give someone if you're like, oh, I fancy a pizza tonight. Imagine the look in the group.
Yeah, surely someone would go, sorry, mate, you mean pizza, right?
I mean, there's definitely not even a T in that.
But I see what you mean. The double Z could be that, but it's definitely... I mean, maybe she's talking about a new food, which is like melted cheese on pita bread, which would be called pizza. We've got a family friend who, you know the phrase par for the course?
No.
Right, okay, well, fucking hell.
Oh, it's that golf thing.
Yeah, but it's a phrase, par for the course, you know, just like, as usual. Like, no, never mind. Look, I forgot who I'm talking to.
I was aware of that phrase, but I always thought it was part of the course.
Right, okay, so, I mean, my story was that there's a family friend who says power for the course and no one's ever corrected it, right? But it's on deaf ears because you always thought it was part of the course. Right. So get in contact if you've ever completely misunderstood a phrase or you're an idiot.
Of course.
But weird festival experiences. People have already started getting in contact on Twitter. You can email in to ed@fubarradio.com. Is that right?
I think it is .co.uk, Ed.
.co.uk, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Or call in. Joel, what's the number?
It's .com, Ed. It's .com. It's .com.
You're a mess this morning, mate.
Yeah, but you know what? It fits because we're on the Fubar Rock Show, and being in a mess is perfect for rock and roll, right?
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah. What's the number, Joel?
The number is...
Oh my God.
I haven't even got my sheet.
You need a sheet.
No, it's behind you. Right. It's behind you. It's 0330-223-0200. 0330-223-0200. I'll tell you why I'm a bit of a mess, Ed. Because, I was fine this morning, and then... You have a lot of coffee.
Yeah,
and,
3 cups.
And I look up to you, Ed, as a human being.
Yeah.
And obviously. As a comedian and obviously. As a broadcaster.
Yeah, great guy.
And so when we meet up before the Fubar Rock Show to talk about the Fubar Rock Show, you order a coffee. And I always order one, even though I don't drink coffee.
Because so are you just like trying to impress me by having a coffee?
I just want to fit in.
Because you are absolute jittering wreck right now.
I am talking so many words, but I'm, you know when you don't...
You're talking so many words.
You know when you just don't think about the words before, like sometimes when usually when I don't...
Yeah, it's happening now, isn't it?
God.
It's happening now. You're doing it now.
Oh, God.
People have already started getting in contact with their weird festival experiences. The comedian James Acaster has got in contact over Twitter to @FooBarRadio to say he got bottled off stage at an all-day youth music festival. Happy now? That's what James has said. James...